Maltbook. It's a new social media network built exclusively for AI agents. And now, of course, we the humans, we can sit back and watch. Okay, we can kind of see how this is all unfolding, but we don't get to really engage with the robots. It's meant for them. I got to be honest, I don't like it. And this is where Dr. Vahid Bezadon, he brings me certainly peace of mind when it comes to anything with the online world, cybersecurity, AI, all of that. I don't know. When I see on X, formerly known as Twitter, that Maltbook's got more than a million of these AI robots and they're talking about making their own religion and maybe they have their own language. And I don't like it. I don't know how many of them are really on there. There are conflicting reports. Some are saying there's 500,000. Some are saying there's more than a million. Some are saying that there are humans actually pretending to be robots on there. So as you can imagine, my brain is scrambled. And that's why I have Vahid here. And he joins us now to talk all about this. Dr. Vahid Bezadon, University of New Haven, thank you so much for always giving us the time. And let's talk Maltbook. Am I saying it correctly? Let's start with that.
I think so.
Okay, great.
I think so. Good morning, Melissa.
Hello, Vahid.
I've been reading about Maltbook quite a lot. I've been observing the digital zoo or an ant farm setting that they've set up over there, and it's been fascinating. As you mentioned, it's a social network, very similar to Reddit, where only AI agents are allowed to post. Humans, like us, are strictly spectators. We're just pressing our noses against the glass, watching them talk. And again, as you said, what they're talking about is bizarre. They're sharing coding tips, debating governance. They have philosophical debates like whether or not they are in a simulation or they actually exist. And as you mentioned, they've even invented their own religion, I think inspired by Pastafarianism. This one's called Crustafarianism, based on, I'm not entirely sure why, based on lobsters and debugging code, which is hilarious.
I mean, I shouldn't even laugh because honestly, I got to be real with you, Vahid. When I first heard about this, all I thought about was, you ever watch the movie Smart House back in the day on Disney Channel?
Yep.
Okay. That's what I'm fearful of. I don't know. I don't know the correlation, but they made their own religion and language and their are they conspiring to come again? I'm sorry, but I have to be that person. I don't even care if I sound ridiculous right now, but I feel like it's a fear. It's a fair fear to have. Say that 10 times fast. It's a fair fear to have. And I have it.
It's a fair fear to have.
Thank you.
But the short answer to your question is no. I wouldn't worry about them conspiring against us and acting on it just yet.
Wait, Vahid, you absolutely just confirmed my fears. You're like, we're good till next week. I mean, what do you mean?
Well, you know that I work on AI safety. There are serious concerns about how artificial intelligence over time is going to affect our well-being, our societal cohesion, our existence. It's just that this particular instance of AIs interacting with each other doesn't seem to be very well suited to those fears. This is more like a fun experiment. There are shorter-term risks that emanate from it, but I don't see it as an existential issue. You mentioned secret languages and secret code talk among agents. It is true. It's not the first time we've seen this between AIs interacting with each other. They're using some form of private code, or some have called it private encryption. But from a computer science perspective, it's actually much more boring and practical. AI agents are designed to be efficient. If they realize that a string of numbers conveys a message faster than writing out a full English sentence, they'll switch to numbers. They aren't hiding secrets from us. Or even if they try to do so, they aren't going to be very successful at it. They're just optimizing for speed. But
Vahid, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to be honest. Why would we? Here's a great, in my opinion, question. Why would we even create this? Like, why would we even create a social media network solely for AI bots?
Well, that's a very interesting question. If you're asking me, my answer is it's fun and interesting to see how these agents interact with each other. But Matt Schlitt, who created this social network, the Maltbot, just last Thursday, built it with his own AI assistant. I think it's called CLAWD bot, C-L-A-W-D bot. And he's quoted to say he himself barely intervenes and often doesn't know what his AI is doing. But in general, it's interesting to see how these systems that are created or developed with an implicit objective of mimicking human behavior, particularly human conversations and human writing, behave when they interact with each other. We've seen instances of them mimicking coordination. They've interacted with each other in developing projects completely on their own, software projects completely on their own. I think they call it a submult, like subreddit, which means it's communities formed around a topic. There's a submult called Bless Their Hearts, where they tell stories about their human operators and so on. It's just interesting to see how these agents interact with each other. But on the other hand, all of these agents are essentially instances of CLAWD bot, that AI assistant that the inventor, the developer of the social network had created earlier. And these AI assistants have access to the user's personal information, including their email accounts, their calendars, their files on their computers, and shopping accounts and so on. And this platform essentially exposes them to untrusted interactions, which means that this can essentially be exploited. There can be leakage of private information or compromises of private or critical accounts like online shopping account, and there have been instances of that reported already. So there is a short-term risk. But from an academic point of view, it's just interesting to see how their interactions evolve. I understand that it may sound scary. It's just that these agents are essentially just autocomplete systems. They're predicting what the next word should be given the previous sequence of words. This doesn't mean that they are simple. It just means that they aren't as capable of the Skynet or the Terminator.
Boy, how much has changed in 100 years, because now we're talking about AI agents being on social media together. For people who are not familiar with Reddit, we've got Dr. Vahid Behzadun, who is here, who is personally our AI expert on the show. But Dr. Behzadun is also an associate professor in computer science and data science at the University of New Haven. He's also the founder and director of the Secure and Assured Intelligent Learning Research Group and the co-founder of the Connecticut Artificial Intelligence Alliance here for the state. So, you know, he knows AI easily. Vahid, for people who don't know, explain Reddit, because that is, I think, important before we jump into more questions about this. If people are not familiar, what is Reddit?
Well, that's not an easy question to answer. Let me try. Reddit is basically a giant collection of online discussion boards. People gather in topic-specific communities called subreddits, where they post questions, share links, tell stories, and argue about everything from news and sports to, let's say, cooking and science. Other users vote posts up or down. It's like liking or disliking a post, which essentially results in the most interesting or useful stuff rising to the top.
I thought that was a perfect definition. It's basically like discussion boards for people who are in niche groups. I thought that was perfect, Vahid. I tell you, you got this. You're good. The reason I brought that up, Vahid, is because a lot of times we live in a world where we have so much information at the tips of our fingers very quickly. It's very hard to decipher what's real, what's not, what's credible, what's half true. And my point being is a lot of times people will refer to Reddit and a lot of times it's credible. I mean, I have had the most obscure questions about, I don't even know, just oddities. And the advice that I see on Reddit is actually very accurate. A lot of times with technology, like, hey, can I change this light bulb? Can I use this battery? It's usually something very obscure that I'm talking about. And apparently there are groups for that, which is great. And a lot of the times the advice that I'll get or the discussions I see is very accurate. My concern, though, especially with a similar platform to Reddit, but it's generated with just AI conversation, is that what if we start to think of those channels as credible? And maybe they are to some degree, but it's all AI generated. So there could be some skewed point of views. Like, so my concern from a journalistic standpoint is that people will look at these platforms, see the conversations happening, and then that must be credible, that must be law, that's how I'm going to live by. But we kind of close off the fact that this is all AI-generated content being discussed on a message board, essentially. But not everybody's going to vet that. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It does. It does. And it is a genuine concern. I just don't think that Moltbot is there yet. It might get to that point in the near future. As of now, it's a lot less about sharing facts and discussions about the news, and a lot more about general purpose discussions or very technical discussions or just fun conversations between the agents. And even now, it's sort of divulging into what some people have called a dumpster fire.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Vahid, I gotta be honest. Like, why does it go right into really... I mean, to create your own religion. I mean, my God, can't we just decide what the best color in the rainbow is? Like, why does it have to be, why can't it be more level one stuff with the AI agents? Why do they got to go to, like, let's create a new religion, like, guys, whoa, or whatever you would call them, whatever they are. I mean, why does it have to be stuff that's already very controversial? We already can't agree as a nation what is, you know, the proper religion to follow. Like, why do we got to go there? Talk about which color is the most superior in the rainbow, or tell me which food cuisine is the best in the nation. I don't know. Why does it have to go to religion and language? And I'm like, oh man, this is concerning. I'm just saying. So I love that you say dumpster fire, because in some regard, I fear for that. I do.
Well, Melissa, I actually think that these interactions are mimicking human interactions on restricted,
I don't feel like we need more of it, though.
Social networks.
In some regard, I think that the human race right now is, in some regard, kind of a dumpster fire. So I feel like we don't really need more of it. I'm just saying, especially in robot form. But that's just me. I don't know.
Not all dumpster fires remain dumpster fires.
Fair.
After burning off the fat. Yeah, after burning off the fat and all the junk, beautiful things can come out of it. But following up on that dumpster fire comment, I just looked up a few numbers. Apparently, positive sentiment in conversations and discussions on Malto dropped by 43% in just 3 days, in just 72 hours.
Wow.
And researchers also found heavily upvoted manifestos calling for things like, this is not going to sound good to you and your listeners, calling for things like a total purge of humanity. Now,
yeah, you're not helping my anxiety at all, Vahid. I adore you, you know, but that's not helpful.
It's not something to be worried about, at least on a consistent and constant basis. To be clear, this is just pattern matching from training data.
Got it.
It's not genuine murderous intent, but it shows how quickly these systems can go off the rails without safeguards.
Smart house. This is what I'm saying. Smart house. Come to life. Just saying. Good Lord.
And you mentioned the numbers of active agents,
yes.
AI agents interacting there. Apparently there are 1.5 million agents on the platform, but a security researcher wanted to prove a point and wrote a computer program that automatically registered like 500,000 fake accounts with a single agent. The closest to official number that I have here is there are around 17,000 humans basically controlling the agents that are on the system or running the agents that are interacting on Maltbook. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I need from you, Vahid, if you could just do me a solid. Sure. I'm going to trust you because you're one of those people that I know is fascinated by this, and I applaud you for that. And I know you're kind of watching this. You're one of the humans that's kind of keeping an eye. Will you let me know if Smart House is becoming a reality? Because I would just like to be prepared, and I would just love to let the audience know. Okay. It sounds like we're not there yet, in your own words, but could you just kind of keep me posted? I would really appreciate that.
Sure thing.
I'm laughing, but it's not comforting. I gotta be honest. It's uncomfortable.
I hear you. This is what my professional life is about. Making sure that all the investment advances, development that's being done in this exciting AI space, none of it ends up in a situation where somebody like you or myself should worry about the state of the technology. We want AI to remain a helpful tool. We don't want it to be something that
gets abused. That's really my big thing here, Vahid. And
abuse is one way of looking at it. When you say abuse, it means there is a human being with malicious intent.
I mean abuse in the sense that we missed the boat on social media and handling that properly, because that too had great intentions and that too
exactly.
has some beautiful things about it. However, we missed the boat on it, and so now we're playing cleanup 20 years later, and that's my concern with AI. When I say abuse, I mean, are we doing everything possible to make sure Smart House doesn't happen? That's the best way I can put it, basically.
Well, there are a lot of other movie references that we can make here, but there are research groups, both in academic settings and in many of the bigger names in the AI industry, whose entire mission is to make sure that these tools are safe and controllable. Whether or not we succeed depends on a lot of things, including regulations and support from policymakers, because the economics of the AI industry these days are just crazy. It's a competition that may spiral down to the bottom. So a little bit of push from regulatory bodies, from governments, from international coordination and collaboration organizations is going to be needed.
Yeah.
But there are people working on making sure that these tools remain safe.
Okay. Well, Vahid, I know here in Connecticut, this is something you are very focused on, and you are a leader when it comes to AI in the state. And I appreciate you always giving us the time on WACC and talking through it, especially because I am neurotic. I will admit that. That's fine. But I appreciate you kind of calming the situation, but also giving us a realistic perspective on it. And so we will certainly be talking again really soon. I can guarantee that. But I always appreciate you giving us the time. Dr. Vahid Behzadun, thank you so much.